Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are looking for the driver they say crashed, drove a car off a bridge, and into the Wissahickon Creek near East Falls. KYW Sheridan Howard reports from the scene.
Police say they received a call about 12:45 a.m. Sunday morning of a car in the creek off Ridge Avenue. But emergency crews, including the Marine unit investigating the accident, say when they arrived on scene, there was no driver in or near the heavily damaged gray sedan.
It's a car flipped over, windshield busted, front and back car.
I don't see any tracks, so I don't know how he got there.
William Hummel lives in the neighborhood and says he woke up to messages from neighbors and alerts on social media saying a car went over the bridge nearby.
I saw that someone drove off the bridge.
Leaving William and his 8-year-old son Liam wondering.
Yeah, I don't know how the person got out.
Authorities say the driver of the car was able to free himself and then left the scene. They ask that anyone with information contact police. Sheridan Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
Federal officials recently released an alarming report about organ procurement in Kentucky that is having ripple effects across the organ donation system. KYW's Pat Loeb spoke with the head of the Philadelphia region's organ donor program about the report.
The Health Services and Resources Administration found that in 4 years in Kentucky hospitals, 73 organ recovery operations had to be stopped because the patients who had been declared dead and thus candidates for organ donation showed signs of regaining consciousness. California saw hundreds of people remove themselves from donor lists after the report, and a Minnesota-based group launched a donor refusal card. But Gift of Life President Rick Haas says he hasn't seen that type of response here, which he attributes to the trust the nonprofit has fostered over 50 years.
Our community has donated more organs for transplant than anywhere else in the U.S. And that's a direct reflection, I think, of the trust that they place in the care that they're getting in hospitals and the care that our frontline staff provide them.
Haas says local transplant programs have best-in-class practices, which safeguard against errors in organ recovery, but he says the report is an opportunity for review and discussions about end-of-life decisions.
To have all of the information available, I think, can only lead to more trust in the system.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
At long last, Phillies legend Dick Allen has been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more.
Although he is not physically here to accept the honor, I assure you he is with us.
Willa Allen paying tribute to her late husband Dick, sound from the Baseball Hall of Fame. As a Philly, Allen won the 1964 National League Rookie of the Year and led the NL in OPS in 66 and 67.
But his statistics tell only part of the story.
Allen faced discrimination as the first black star of the Phillies, the NL's last team to integrate. Media members called him Richie, despite his insistence that his name was Dick. Through it all, though, Willa Allen says her husband remained deeply kind-hearted.
The ground crew, the cooks in the kitchen, the clubhouse staff, the vendors, the custodians. He had to greet every one of them every time.
Conflicts with the team led to Allen spending 5 prime years in other cities, including Chicago, where he won an MVP. But the city and Allen himself enjoyed a heartwarming reunion in 1975 and 76.
He loved the city. He loved the energy. And most of all, yes, he loved the fans.
The Phillies retired Allen's number 15 in 2020, 3 months before he died at 78. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Also among those inducted yesterday was relief pitcher Billy Wagner, who spent 2 seasons with the Phillies. And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.